Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We left off in daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. We are at Itmar Katan Me Ema Saiba Liolam Abba, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of the page, all the way toward the end of the line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is, first, the Gemara is going to have five different opinions about at what stage a baby is eligible for Tchias HaMesim. How far along in his development does he need to be eligible for Tchias HaMesim? Then the Gemara is going to record three different disputes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about how positively to view Klal Yisrael and its destiny in light of certain psukim that seem to be somewhat foreboding. So there's going to be basically is a glass half full or the glass half empty in terms of how to view those psukim. Then the Gemara is going to compare Moshe Rabbeinu to the Avos, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared Moshe Rabbeinu to the Avos in terms of the reaction when things didn't quite go as planned, when things didn't go the way they were supposed to go. And we're going to talk about the Shalosh Esrei Midos HaRachamim, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and the Gemara is going to tell us that Lasulava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be an atara on the top of every tzaddik. What that atara exactly, the Gemara is going to explain a little bit about that atara that we refer to. Then there's a long Mishnah, Amud Beis, that gets into the dinim of Ir HaNidachas, because Ir HaNidachas also is on the list of Anshei Nidachas, Ein Lem Chelek Liolam Haba. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about dividing a single city among two different Shvatim. So let's begin. Again, we are at Itmar, five lines from the end of the page. Itmar, katan meim saibal liolam haba. At what age, at what stage in development is a katan able to come liolam haba? Now the Ran writes that liolam haba over here means tchias hameisim. That at what stage is he far enough developed that we're going to consider him to be eligible for tchias hameisim? Because says the Ran, it cannot be that we're talking about olam haba kipshuto, because olam haba is the olam of the neshamos. Certainly in Neshama of a katan is going to go to that olam haba, no matter how young he was when he died, because he didn't have a din of kares where he's going to be nichras from olam haba. It's only the gabi tchias hameisim where that's a schar for the guf itself. That the Gemara wants to know how far along developed does the guf need to be in order to merit that kol yisrael yesham the tchias hameisim element of olam haba. And in fact, the lashon of the Yerushalmi in the fourth parak of Shviyas is ketani yisrael me'emasayhein Chayim, the implication being that it's about Tchias HaMesim, not about what we conventionally refer to as Olam Haba. So Katan Meim HaSaibah Olam Haba, at what stage of development is a Katan going to receive, is he eligible to receive Tchias HaMesim? So we're going to have five different opinions. Rabbi Chiyah Rabbi Shim Barabi, Chad Amar Mishah Shenolad. Between Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Shim Barabi, one of them says it's from the time that he's actually born, even though at that point the Ein Yaakov points out he has absolutely no zechus, but it's through the zechus of his father that he's already zocha to tchias hameisim. We said back on Kuvdal and Daf Kuvdalid that a father is not mezaka bino, but that's only when the son is a chote. So then the father's zechus doesn't help. But when the son is not a chote, he just doesn't have any of his own zechuyos. So then the father's zechus is going to help him. V'chad amar mishas shesiper, and the other opinion says no, it's from when he can learn to speak, as soon as he's able to talk. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Membezi and Yaakov points out, says that as soon as a child is able to talk, the father should be melamed him Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov, that as soon as he knows how to talk, we should start making sure he's amassing zechuyos. We should have the words that come out of his mouth be Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov. So Man Yom Shah Shinola, the one that says that it's from the moment he's born, Shinemar, it's because the Pasuk in Tehillim says Yavo Uviyagidu Tzidkaso La'am Nolad Kiyasa, that they're going to be magid the tzidkas Hashem, which is going to be maybe l'chayel maba. Anyone who's no lad will be able to look back and say, ah, Hashem is so righteous that he brought me to olam haba. Umandiyam r'mishah shasiper, and the one that says that's no, only when he's able to speak tichsiv, because the pasuk says zeriya avdenu yisuper l'Hashem l'ador. Yisuper means when he's able to speak, so he's going to be over Hashem l'ador, meaning l'dorei doros, because he's going to come back to live at the time of Tchias HaMesim. Nisim. Itmar Ravina, Amar Ravina has a third opinion. Misha Shenizra, from the time of conception, from the Yetziras Havlad, even if the mother has a miscarriage sometime along the pregnancy, he's already going to be Bali Olam Haba, even if he was only ever a fetus. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Zera Ya'avdenu, that even though someone is only a Zera, he's going to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Abba. Now, in the Gemara in Ksubas, Tavkuf Yer Aleph, Rabbi Lazar says the same opinion, but he learns it from a different Pasuk, that the Pasuk in Yeshayo Peruch Havav says, Yichyu Meisecha Nivlasi Yukumun. And the Marshal explains that the Nefel is like a Nevela because it's born dead. So it comes out when it's already no longer alive. And still, Yukumun. So Yukumun means L'chayel Maba. So same opinion, different Pasuk. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Misha Shenimol. That is from the time that he has a Brismila, he's going to be Bal L'chayel Maba. And that's why we have a practice that if Rachman El Son, a baby dies young before having a bris milah, if there's a stillbirth or something like that, we give a bris milah even to the dead body of the baby, because we assume that the mishah shenimal, that he's going to have a tchias hameisim. Dichsiv ani aniva, and many parents find that very comforting in that time. Dichsiv ani aniva goveya minor nasasi emecha afuna, that even someone who's an ani in terms of meisim, because he never had a chance, he died so young, you could say the lashon of Gevia, which is a lashon that we use for tzaddikim, that when the fear of Hashem is there when he's mekayim the mitzvah of mila, because of which is done as a result of yiras Hashem, that's already he's going to be zocha to that which the tzaddikim are zocha to. Tanu mishum Rameir, they say in the name of Rameir that a different opinion. Mishar shiyomar amen, as soon as he knows how to say amen to a bracha. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Pischu sha'arim v'yavo goy tzadik shomer emunim. Al tikri shomer emunim elo she'omer amen. That as soon as he's able to say amen, Pischu sha'arim v'yavo goy tzadik, he's mezuman l'chayi olam haba. My amen, how do we see in the word amen that there's a sense of kabbalas al malchus shamayim? So Rabbi Chanina says, because amen is really a rashi tevis. Kel melech ne'eman. So it's a demonstration that the person who's reciting Amen believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's essentially alluding to Kel Melech Ne'eman. So now the Gemara says that the Apostle in Yeshayo Perikei, L'chein Yerchiva Sha'ol Nafsho Ufara Pia Libli Chok. So what does that Apostle mean? Well, Pashup Shat Rashi and Yeshayo says what the Apostle means is that Mida Keneged Mida, since Klal Yisrael opens up their mouth wide to eat and to drink way too much and to swallow all this stuff, so the Sha'ol, the depth, so the Gehenim is going to open up its mouth wide, lebli chok, meaning in an unlimited way, because there was no limit to the types of enjoyments and pleasures that we were seeking out in Olam Hazeh. But the Gemara darshins differently, that Amar Reish Lakish darshins lebli chok, lemisha mishayir afilu chok echad, that a person who neglected even a single law of the Torah, that he's going to go to Sha'ol, he's going to go to Gehenim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nichol Amaray Damer Luachi. Rabbi Yochanan says, is that a way to talk about the Jewish people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy when you're so tough on the Jewish people. You say that a person doesn't keep one mitzvah in the Torah, and that's it. Now his whole body's going to go to Gehenim. Where are we trying to be much more positive? Ella, no, va'afilu lo lomad ella chok echad. Adrabu, we should dash in the pasuk that someone who's lebli chok, someone who's completely without mitzvos, he's going to be nidon begehenim. But someone who keeps even just one mitzvah is not going to be nidon begehenim. The Taras Chaim explains the machlokas that we know we have 248 evarim connected to the 248 mitzvos asay, 365 Gidim connected the 365 los haseis, and Ukiyu mitzvah is metaher a person and his evarim. But Reish Lakish holds that someone who left out even one mitzvah that he was not mekayim, that ever or that gid that corresponds to that mitzvah needs to go to Gehenim in order to purify itself, and through that the rest of the evarim and the gidim are going to be schlepped down with it. However, Rabbi Yochanan says just the opposite. Since one gid or one ever has already been purified through the kiyum mitzvah that it corresponds to, and that gid or that aver does not belong in Gehenim, it's mezaka the entire guf not to have to go to Gehenim either. And Taurus Chaim says, Rabbi Yochanan is meduyik in his lashon. He says lomad chok echad. He doesn't say ki mitzvah achas, because there are many mitzvos that are not that, meaning he says lomad. He doesn't say kiyem, right? Lomad chok echad, not kiyem mitzvah achas, because there are many mitzvos that are not nitan for any kiyum. There are mitzvos that are tuliyos only for in kohanim, that only kohanim are able to do, or mitzvos that are only when the base of mikdash is kiyem and things like that. So in such a case, a person who learns about those inyanim is ki'ilu, he was mekayim them. So there are many mitzvos, the karbanos, that in our lifetimes to this point, we have not been able to be yotzei the mitzvah of karbanos in the classical sense. But by being lomed, by every day reciting the parshios of the karbanos and learning about the karbanos, then we are mekayim the mitzvah of the karbanos in that way. But it's not really kiyim, it's lomad. And that's the Taurus Chaim explains, that's why Rabbi Yochanan used such a lashon. So that's one machlokas about a pasuk in Yeshayahu, about whether we should take a negative spin on it or a positive spin. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish. And then we have a pasuk, Vayeh b'chol ha'aretz num Hashem, pi shnayim ba yikarsu, yigva'u v'ashlishis yivaser ba. So 2/3 are going to die, and 1/3 is going to remain. But it doesn't say how to divide up the 2/3 and the 1/3. So I'm Reish Lakish, shlishi shel shem. Reish Lakish says it doesn't mean that 2/3 of the entire world are going to die, and 1/3 of the entire world is still going to be in existence. No, it means 1/3 of the descendants of Shem ben Noach are going to live. Meaning, from the word shlishis, it means like shlishios, that it's many thirds, that Shem ben Noach is 1/3 of the descendants of Noach. The third son of Shem is Arpachshad, and from him Klal Yisrael comes out, and only 1/3 of all of his descendants are going to stay alive, and 2/3 of his descendants are going to die. That's how Rashi seems to learn, that shlish means 1/3, it also means third one of, because the Rashi learns Arpachshad is not a third of, he's the third one, right? Not a third in terms of a fraction, but number three. The Ad Ramah says, no, it's all about a third. It's always a shear of a shlish. That Shem had five sons, so how is Arpachshad considered to be 1/3? Because he had so many descendants, that his descendants correspond to 1/3 of all of Shem's descendants. But it's all about thirds, it's all about fractions. So I'm like Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't think Hashem is happy that when you say such a thing, that you limit so much that you're saying that 2/3 of Klal Yisrael is going to die. We don't want to say such negative things about the Jewish people. That's how Rashi learns, that it's negativity about the Jewish people that was so offensive. The Ad Ramah says, not only about the Jewish people, what about the Chassidei Umos HaOlam? Well, you're knocking them out of Olam Haba as well. Ella afilu shlishi shal Noach. No, what the pasuk means is that even if a shlish of all of Bnei Noach, which is the entire world, will be in the skyim. So even if Klal Yisrael is small in number, so you have all of Klal Yisrael that could still be standing, plus many, many, many of the Chassidei Umos HaOlam. So 1/3 of humanity is a much better number than a third of a third of a third of of humanity. The pasuk says, Ki Anochi Ba'alti Bachem Lakachti Aschem Echon Me'iru Shnayim Mimishpacha. So once again, Amar Reish Lakish, Tevarim Kiksavan. The pasuk should be understood Kipshuto, that only one Jew from each city, two from each Mishpacha, is going to be saved. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, Nichle L'Maray Damar Lu'achi. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not the way Hashem wants us to darshan it. Ela echad meir mizakeh kol ha'ir kula. That if even one tzaddik lives in the city, he'll be mizakeh the entire city. Ushnayim mishpacha mizakeh kol ha'mishpacha kula. And two people from a mishpacha will be mizakeh the entire mishpacha. The Ri'af and the Ein Yaakov says, I don't understand. Why is it to save an entire city, you only need one tzaddik? But to save a mishpacha, which l'chor is smaller than a city, you need two tzaddikim. So he says, a tzaddik in the city protects all of the residents of that city, including his own mishpacha within that city. But he's not able to protect the bnei mishpachto that are not in that city. But if there are shnei tzaddikim, so one will protect all of the yoshvei ir, and the second one on the mishpacha. So it's saying that it's beyond, meaning not only the city that he lives in, but when you have a second tzaddik, then the second tzaddik will also protect beyond the limits of the city. The Ben Yoyada explains that one tzaddik in a city has a very great zchus, because even though all of the people of the city are rishayim and didn't learn from the tzaddik, he has a great zchus and he has the koach to protect the city. But one tzaddik in a mishpacha, since a mishpacha is smaller than a city, his zchus is not so great, and only shnei tzaddikim could protect a mishpacha. So Yosef Kana Kamei Rav Yosef Kamar. Rav Kana said this pasuk of Echon Meiru Shnayim Mimishpacha, and he said Dvarim Kiksavan, that it should be taken at face value. Samele Rav said to him Lo Nichalim Raya Damiluachi. The same conversation that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish had. Ella Echon Meiru Mizaka Kol Iru Shnayim Mimishpacha Mizak and Kol Mishpacha, like Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, and not like Shitas Reish Lakish. So Gemara tells a Maisa Chazia Davako Chayef Reish of Asalik V'Yosef Kamei the Rav, that the Rav Kahana. Rav saw that Rav Kahana was scrubbing his head when he should have been already at morning seder, and only then he went to the Beis Medrash. So Amalei, so Rav said to Rav Kahana, "Veloti matzei be'eretz achayim." So Amalei, "Melech kalayitli, why are you cursing me that I'm not going to be zocha to olam haba?" The olam haba, the eretz achayim, is a phrase that refers to olam haba. So Amalei, "Krakamin," he says, "I'm just saying over a pasuk. The pasuk in Eov says, "Va'chachma me'ayin ti matzei." Veza makombina, and it says lo timatzei be'eretz achayim. So, which means lo timatzei Torah b'mi shemechaya atzmo ala, that the Torah is not going to be miskayim in a person who enjoys too much physical pleasure when he should be learning Torah. So, you should be a morning seder, and you're busy being ma'ad in yourself. You're busy indulging in the enjoyments of this world. So that's how Rashi says that the taina was that it was during morning seder. It was during the zman bis medrash. It was the time that he should have been learning. The Adrama says even without the time of the Beis Medrash, Adam Kiyamus Ba'ol, Eina Torah Miskayemus, Al Mishamemus Hatzmo Aleha, that a person, it's overall, it's in general, that a person should not indulge in too many of the pleasures of this world. Tanya, Rabbi Simai Yomer, Rabbi Simai says, Ne'emar, it says, L'gabei Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'lakachti Yeschem Li La'am, V'ne'emar, and the Pasuk says afterwards, Ve'vesi Yeschem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of Mitzrayim, but then he brings us into Eretz Yisrael. So, Makash Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'yasan La'aretz. Just like when we went into Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua and Kalev, it was two out of the original 600,000 that left Mitzrayim. Everybody else died in the Midbar. So Af Yitzyasim Mitzrayim. So too, when we first left Mitzrayim, it was Shnayim Mishishim Ribo. It was only two out of Shishim Ribo, and everyone else died during Makas Choshech. So it was a fraction of a fraction that came into to Eretz Yisrael. So I'm Rava V'chein Limos HaMashiach, and Rava says in Yishno, it's going to be Limos HaMashiach as well, that out of every Shishim Ribo, only two people are going to make it. Shnem Ravansa Shama B'meinu Reo U'kiyom Alosa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Va'ansa means a lashon of affliction, of inoy, like Lechem Oni, that in B'yas HaMashiach, the Klal Yisrael is going to be very much afflicted and very lowly, just like we were at Yitzias Mitzrayim, where therefore most are going to die, and only two people out of Shishim Ribo are going to survive. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, Pamachas Nechnasti L'Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi says, I once had an experience where I went into Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Umatzasi Zakei Nechon, and I found this old Egyptian guy, Va'amarli, and he said to me, Bo'o Va're'eka, Ma'asu Avosai L'Avosecha. He said, let me take you on a little history lesson, a trip through our respective heritage. Mehem Tabu Biyam, Mehem Argu B'Charev, you see what my fathers did to your forefathers. Some of them they drowned. Some of them they killed with the sword. Some of them they stuck into the construction of the building. When he said Bovarek, the Marsha says he meant to open up the Sefer Zichronos of Mitzrayim, that he was showing him the history books, what the Mitzrim did to Klal Yisrael. Valdavarzeh, and because of this, of sticking the live people into the binyan, Nenash Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was punished, because he couldn't handle that. Shenemar Me'oz Basi El Paru. l'daber b'shimcha heira la'om hazeh. That after Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro to let Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Paro was gozer that not to give them any straw to help in the brick making anymore. And nevertheless, they still had the same quota of bricks that they had to meet every day. And if a person didn't do that, then they would take his children and they would put them in the place of the bricks. And Moshe Rabbeinu went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's when he started to complain. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chaval al da'avn v'lo mishtachin, chaval on people who are much greater than you, that are no longer here in the world, and I can't find people who are righteous like them. Because hare kama pa'amim niglesi al Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov bekel shakai v'lo hiraru al midosai. There are many times that I revealed my presence to Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov using kel shakai, and they were never maharer achar midosai v'lo amr li mashemecha, and they never said to me, what's your name? So amarti l'Avram, for example, I told Avram Avinu, kum ishalich be'eretz lo'orko l'rachba kilicha etinena, that go and walk the full width, the full length and breadth of this land, because this entire land is going to be yours. And then at some later point, bikesh makom likbar asari, he looked for just a little spot of land to be able to bury sara v'lo matza, and he couldn't find it. Hachakarabar me'eshek kesef, and he had to pay a ridiculous sum of money for a teeny tiny piece of land. V'lo hir al midosai, but he wasn't marer al midosai. He didn't question the ways of God. Amarti li Yitzchak, I said to Yitzchak, gur ba'aretz hazos ve'ayimcha v'avarchecha, that live here and I'll be with you and I will bless you. And then bikshu avadim mayim lishtos v'lo matzu, his avadim looked for some water to drink and they couldn't find. Achasu meriva shenemar v'yirivu roi grorim roi Yitzchak lemar lanu hamayim. There was a whole fight even just to secure some water. V'lo hir racham idosai, but Yitzchak didn't question me. Amarti li Yaakov, I said to Yaakov avinu, ha'aretz asharat ha'shocheva le'licha etinen, that the very land that you are lying on right now, I'm going to give to you. Bikesh makom lintoa olo, and then he looked for a place to pitch his tent. V'lo matzacha kana b'me'ek sita, and he couldn't find until he purchased from me'ek sita. The pasuk says, "V'ikan eschalkas sada shenot shamalam yad b'neicha marav ishchem b'me'ek sita." Right, that's a pasuk in Chumash. And v'lo hira racher midosai, and yet he was not marer racher midosai. He didn't question Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo amruli mashmecha, and none of them ever said to me, what's your name? L'chor, it's a little bit difficult because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Avos Beferush that the Avtach of the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael is only going to be after V'avadum Vinu Asamar B'mei Hashana, meaning he also told them there are going to be setbacks. So when he warned them in advance that V'avadum Vinu Asamar B'mei Hashana, so of course they shouldn't have been. Hashem was true to form, at that point when there were setbacks. So the Be'er Sheva explains that nevertheless they could have been Maharer because they granted they're not going to be yashin the entire land until they go through those setbacks. But let them have a place to bury Sarah. Let them have a little bit of water. Let Yaakov have a place to pitch his tent. Like that, and nothing. They're going to have no portion of the land up until that point. That should have been frustrating to them. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, said, that right away, as soon as there's a setback, right, the pasuk says, "Vayom Moshe l'kimi ne'nochi bal b'nei Yisrael v'amarti lehem elokei avosichem shalachani elichem v'amli mashemo ma'umar alehem." Right, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "It wasn't my question. They're asking mashemo, but what should I tell them?" Va'achshav, and now you're being mahar racham idosei ato omerli v'atzel lo itzalte samecha, and therefore atatiras asheres el paro. You're going to see what I'm going to do to paro. That b'mochavas paro ataro. And in a certain sense, that wasn't a blessing, that was a curse. He was saying, that's all you're going to see. You're going to see what I do to Paro, but you will no longer be around to see what I do to the 31 kings that inhabit Eretz Canaan at the time that Klal Yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael. Now, wait a second. By the May Meriva, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron, Yan lo emantem bilak tisheni leini Klal Yisrael, l'chei lo saviyu esakal hazel aretz asher nesati bem. The pasuk says that why did Moshe Rabbeinu not go into Eretz Yisrael? It's because of May Meriva. It's not because all the way back when Moshe Rabbeinu was first sent. So that's what the Achronim point out, that it's not a stira. Because prior to the sin of May Meriva, the gzera of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he's not going to see the Melchama of the 31 kings. But it could be he'd at least get to enter into Eretz Yisrael. He's just, there was entering Eretz Yisrael, then there's the kibush of Eretz Yisrael. By May Meriva, says the Be'er Sheva, that's when it was decreed that he wouldn't couldn't even enter Eretz Yisrael. The Marsha explains that originally the Gezer was that he wouldn't enter Eretz Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu thought that he could be Mevatel the Gezer through his tefillah. By Mei Meriva, it was sealed. That was determined that no amount of tefillah is going to be Mevatel al Hashem. Chorosh Baruch is going to say at a certain point, stop. You can't daven anymore. No amount of tefillah is going to be Mevatel that Gezer. Okay, so now the Pasuk says at the time that Hashem told Moshe the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, Vayimar Moshe Vayikor Arza Vayishtachu. So Mar Ra'a Moshe, what did Moshe Rabbeinu see? What Midah that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that caused him to bow down? Rabbi Chanin ben Gamlo Amar Erech Hapayim Ra'a. That was Erech Hapayim. Rabbanan Amri Emes Ra'a. It was Midah of Emes, and that's why he was Mishtachva, because of the fear that Klal Yisrael is going to do something to deserve being totally wiped out. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the Midah of Emes, then that's it. It's going to be the end of Klal Yisrael. So immediately he bowed down to ask for Hashem, don't use Emes. Emes is not going to be good for the Jewish people. So Tanya Kamandi Yom Erech HaPayim Ra, we have a brisa that supports the Shita that says that Hashem is slow to anger. Tanya Kshalim Moshe, meaning, and that's what caused Moshe Rabbeinu to bow. Tanya Kshalim Moshe Lamorim. When Moshe Rabbeinu went on high Mitzolah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyoshe V'Kosev Erech HaPayim, he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was writing in the Torah, Erech Hapayim, that he's slow to anger. So so Amar Lefanav, he said, Ribono Shel Olam, Erech Hapayim L'Tzadikim, is Erech Hapayim, that's only for Tzadikim? So Amalah, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, Af L'Rishayim, this Erech Hapayim is even for Rishayim, that it's going to be good, that they'll have an opportunity to do tshuva. So Amalah, Rishayim Yovedu, that Rishayim shouldn't have Erech Hapayim, you should destroy the Rishayim. Now generally, Moshe Rabbeinu was a great Malamid Zuchus on Klal Yisrael. But over here, he didn't think that all of Klal Yisrael is going to sin. It's only going to be a small portion of them, and those should be wiped out, because better to have those mixas Rishayim wiped out, and then the rest of us won't learn from them, the Torah Chaim explains. So, meaning that's sometimes when you amputate, that's the best way to save whatever is left behind. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, okay, so the Rishayim, let them be Yovedu. So Amalek, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hashta Chazes Maidim Mibaylach. You're going to see that you're going to need this midah, Kishachatu Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael committed the sin of the Meraglim, and it was all of them. So if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Rishayim to be wiped out, now it's not just a few. So Amalek, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Lo Kach Amartali, Erech Hapayim L'Tzadikim. As Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu, remember our conversation where you thought Erech Hapayim should only be for the Tzadikim? Amalefanav, Ribono Shalom, Lo Kach Amartali. Yeah, but remember, you told me that that's not true. It's even for the Rishayim. Kasher dibarta means like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Erech HaPayim is going to be for the Rishayim as well. So now you see that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Midah of Erech HaPayim, he was mishtachve, because he was overjoyed that such a Midah exists, because that was after the Chedah Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Mechila, and it's only in the Zechus of Erech HaPayim that there was going, that the Zechus of the fact that Erech HaPayim works even for Rishayim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have this Simcha. The reason Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need this already at the Chedah Egel was because that was the first sin. So they were still considered tzaddikim somewhat. It's just that they did one Aveira. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Maver Rishon. He's Mochel in the first sin that a person does, the Marsha points out. But by the Chedah Meraglim, that was already several sins into it. So then it required Erech HaPayim. Erech HaPayim means slow to anger. The person doesn't get angry the first time, or somebody doesn't get angry the first time. That doesn't mean they're slow to anger. That just means that they don't get angry immediately. But if it's multiple times, then it's slow to anger. Rabbi Chana v'salik v'azel b'darga de Beit Rabba Bar Shila. Rabbi Chaga was going up the steps of the Beis Medrash of Rabba Bar Shila. Shamilu Yunuka, and you're a child who's saying, Da'amar said over the Pasuk in Tehillim, Eidosecha nem numal v'eschan avakodesh Hashem li orech yamim. V'samichlei, and right near that, it's Tefillah l'Moshe. Pasuk Tefillah l'Moshe Shalukim. So you see that the Pasuk Eidosecha nem numal, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that said it. So Amar Rabbi Chaga said, Shemamina erech apayim ra'a. You see that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Erech HaPayim, and that's why he was Mishtachve, because that's hinted to in the Lashon of Hashem Li Orech Yamim, that it says in that Mizmar. Moshe Rabbeinu says about Hashem Li Orech Yamim, about the Erech HaPayim, Eidosech Nebnu Ma'od, that he already saw that Midah, and how Hashem is trustworthy to utilize that Midah. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Li Osat Tar Brosh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a crown on the top of all Tzadikim, Shem Rabbi Yoma, who Yeh Hashem Tzadik. vakos la teres tzvi ulut tzvi ras tif ara lishara amo. So the Gemara says myla teres tzvi ulut tzvi ras tif ara lo osim ritzono umetzapim liyishuaso. Tzvi is a lashon of ratzon, that someone tzavi is a lashon of ratzon, and tzviras is a lashon of hopefulness of tzipia liyishua. So that's teferes laHashem. So yachol hakol. So you might think that it's that it's for anyone who does the Ratzon Hashem, even the person who takes great pride in it. No, it's only for the humble people. It's only for people who do not take great pride in themselves. So the Hemshech of the Pesukim in Yeshayahu says as follows: Uluruch Mishpat, Uliyoshev Ala Mishpat, Ulugvura Mishive Milchama Sha'ara. Uluruch Mishpat, someone who controls his Ruach, his Ratzon, his desires. Zaroda Es Yitzra, that's someone who overcomes his Yetzarar and does Tshuva from the Averus that he did. Uliyoshev Ala Mishpat, Zadon Din Emes Lamita. That's a reference to a Dayan who judges truthfully. Ulugvura, Zamiskaber B'Yitzro. That's someone who allows his Yetzer Tov to defeat his Yetzer Hara. That when the Yetzer Hara says that he should sin, not only doesn't he sin, but he goes and becomes a mitzvah. Meshivei Melchama, Zeshenosi V'nosin B'Melchamta Shel Torah. Meshivei Melchama are people who are engaged in the Melchamta Shel Torah. Sha'ara, Elish Mashkim Mariven Batei Knesiyos Batei Midrashos. That's a reference to people who come early to shul and to Batei Medrash, that they're like the Shoarim, like the gatekeepers, because they're the first ones to open up the door and the ones to lock up late at night. So the people who come early and the people who leave late. So Amra Midas Adin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas Adin says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Manishtanu Elu Me Elu. Why is it these any different than these? Those who have this these midos that you serve as a crown on their heads, and those who don't have these midos. So Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Midas Adin, V'gam Elu B'Yayin Shagu B'Sheikha To'u Paku Plilia. Vein puka el gehenim. Shnam velosia zos lechalafuka. Vein plila el dayanim. Shnam v'nasan beplilim. So the dayanim and the chashuvim of the dar made a mistake through wine, and therefore they make mistakes in psak halacha and the dinim of the Torah, and that's why they're not zocha to the atara shebrosh hatzadikim. So it looks like everybody's a judge. Why do these judges have the atara? That judge is not. Those judges not have the atara. Well, the ones that are dayan hadan dinam islamito, those are the ones that are going to be zocha to the atara, the ones that pervert justice because they drink too much wine and therefore they're not thinking clearly and they do all the wrong things, so they're not going to be zocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing them or serving as an atara al rosham. So now we move on to Ir HaNidachas. So Ir HaNidachas is obviously a city that the majority of the inhabitants worship Avodah Zarah. If a yach is totally different than a yach who does Avodah Zarah, yach who does Avodah Zarah is done with the Sanhedrin Katana and he gets skila and nothing happens to his money, whereas a majority of a city that violates Avodah Zarah, they get sayaf, a lesser onesh of misa, but all their money gets lost and the money gets destroyed and is Zasar behana and it's the Sanhedrin Gedola that judges them, not the Sanhedrin Katana. So Anshei Ir HaNidachas, the people of Ir HaNidachas, where the majority were Ovid Avodah Zarah, ain lem chelek l'olam haba. They do not have a chelek in olam haba. That's the girsa of Rashi, that Anshei Ir HaNidachas ain lem chelek l'olam haba, and therefore it fits into this parak of those who ain lem chelek l'olam haba. The Yad Rama and the Ran do not have this girsa. They have a gear of Anshei Ir HaNidachas Shnemar Behem Yatzu Anashim Arenim Naragim Atchiu Midicha Mitocha. That the Mishnah is just going to explain, meaning this Mishnah is really a continuation all the way back to Dafayin Vav of Ve'elu Naragim Haratzeach Anshei Ir HaNidachas. Right, we're going through those who are Chayv Hereg. So okay, we never really got back to Ir HaNidachas. So now we're talking about Ir HaNidachas. So it's not really a Perek Chelek type of Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that's going to finish up a loose end from earlier on in the Masechta, and these Rishonim point out that lechora it's not mistaver like Rashi that they shouldn't have a chelik in olam haba because Naragim bebezdin get a kapara through the misas bezdin and Anshei Ir HaNidachas get misas bezdin, so why shouldn't they have a chelik in olam haba? So Tosa suggests that Anshei Ir HaNidachas that are killed bebezdin do get a kapara for their avera and they do have a chelik in olam haba. Over here we're talking about Anshei Ir HaNidachas that are not zocha to have misas bezdin. Beisdin, meaning they the majority of the city does a Avodah Zarah, and there is no Sanhedrin to don them. So then they lose the chelek in Olam Haba. Okay, so actually in Dachas Seinim Chelulam, that's our gear. So Shneimer the pasuk says Yotzah Anashim Rebbe Liyal Mikir Becha VeYadichu Yoshvei Iram. They Yotzah Anashim that they leave the fold of Klal Yisrael, and therefore they don't have a chelek in Olam Haba. VeEinim Ne'aragim. They're not going to be chayiv sayif as Anshir and Dachas unless the people who are madiach them are from that city and from that shevet. And it has to be the majority of the city that follows their terrible advice. And only if the madiachim are anashim, not if they're nashim or katanim. If you're missing any of these qualifications, then we don them as yichidim, we don't don them as an ir and idachas. We view them as individuals, and therefore each one is going to be chayv skila and mamon and palat. It's going to be treated like a regular ovid avodah zarah. The people who worship avodah zarah and ir and idachas, each one needs two edim and asra'a in order to verify, and then we just add up the numbers at the end and we see if it's a majority of the city. As far as this, a yachid is more chamer than an anshir and dachas. She yachidim skila, because yachidim get skila, which is more chamer dika onesh. And lefichach, since we're more machmir on the type of misa that they get, mamon and palat, their money gets to be salvaged. V'amerubin, but when it comes to anshir and dachas, besayif, they get sayif, the lesser onesh misa, lefichach manamavad, and therefore to compensate for that, their money gets destroyed. So the pasuk has say sakeh es yoshvei irazos lefichorev. So since after a person is in the city for 30 days, he's already considered a resident of that city. So hachameras vagameles. If you have people who are riding through on donkeys or camels, hoveres makom lemakom, and they stay for in the Irani Dachs for 30 days, harelu matzilinosa. If most of the city that are hudach la'avodah zarah and a miut of the city were not hudach, then the din is that they have a din of an Irani Dachas. But if there was a caravan of Rochvei Gemalim or Rochvei Chamorim that are there for 30 days and they don't go and do the Avodah Zarah, so they could be mitzarif with the miut to make a new majority. Ah, but they don't live here. 30 days is enough. They could save the whole city just by being there residing there for 30 days. Hachrei Mosav Eskola Shabbat Espehemta Lefi Charev. So Mikan Amru Nichsei Tzadikim Shabbatocha. The Nichasim of the Tzadikim that are in that city, that Ovdin, their money gets destroyed also. Shabchutzula Platin. But if there are tzaddikim that have nechassim outside of that city, so that's going to be salvaged. You don't have to destroy those possessions that they have that aren't in the city. So shal rishayim shabatocha bein shabatocha shal rishayim bein shabatocha bein shabchutzula arelu ovdin. But the nechassim that belongs to the tzaddikim, to the rishayim rather, whether it's in the city or outside of the city, all of those nechassim are going to be destroyed. So we said we bring all of the possessions of the city into the town square. If there is no town square, we build the town square. If the town square is somewhere outside of the city, we have to make another rechov inside the city where we're able to burn all the nechassim. It needs to be done in like this very public way. Yeah, we burn shalala, but we don't burn the shalal shemayim, anything that has kedusha to it. So mikan amru hakdesh shabbat. So therefore, any hekdesh that's in near nidachas yipadu, we should be poda from mamon. Utrumos yirkavu, any truma we should allow to spoil. Meiser sheni kisvei hakodesh yiganezu, and any meiser sheni or kisvei hakodesh should be put into geniza. Kalila Hashem elokecha. Amr Reb Shimon Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Atem osin din be'er nidachas malani alechem kilu atem malim ola kalil lefanai. That when we judge near nidachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as if you brought a perfect carbon ola in front of him. Vaisatel olam, and will be a mound forever. Lotasa Ginos of Pardesim, Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You cannot make gardens and orchards out of a space that used to be in here in Idachas, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lo Tibon Od. It should never be rebuilt. Lichmo Shahisa in the Nivnes. Avonasi see Ginos of Pardesim. No, that just means it's not supposed to be rebuilt to the way it was. But you're allowed to make Ginos of Pardesim. You're allowed to make gardens and orchards. You shouldn't build a city where it was. That if you take anything from those nechassim, then it's going to cause Hashem's anger to return. As long as there are wicked people in the world, God's anger is in the world. When the Rishoyim are gone from the world, then Nistalik Charon Af Mina Olam. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger subsides from the world. So that's the basics of the Irin Dachas. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Brisa that expounds on the Irin Dachas. Everyone have a great day.